What up, doe? You are tuning in to What Works For Us, the Black Queer Lifestyle Podcast,
where we discuss everything black and queer,
mental health,
relationships,
art,
fashion.
We take it back our culture, y'all. Carry my city like some shoulder
pads and strap. Evidently, I've been killing. Hey. How's everybody? Or I guess not everybody. It's just me and Kristen Dior today. We're missing one, Tariq. He's missing in action. He's all, you know, everything's all well, but he's not here today. And we have Kristen here. We've been talking about her on the podcast forever, so might as well have brought her in, you know. And, you know, she's a, if I was going to have somebody else just like substitute, if there were a substitute, Kristen would be it.
Hey, I'm here. Yes. I'm filling in.
Yes.
The spot is hot. I'm taking care of my booze. We're going to go ahead and do this tonight.
We're going to do it. So we are listening to What Works For Us. All black.
And all queer.
All black. And that's it.
Told y'all I was going to do my best. I'm going to do my best.
You did. I'm here for it. So, I'm happy to have you here. We're happy, or Tariq and I are both happy that you're here, even though he's missing in action. Of course, like, again, we've talked about you. I think the past, like, three episodes, one of us have brought you up. Like, because you came over here and we had our little shindig the last time.
We did.
I think so. I talked about that a lot. There was a lot with that going on. So, yeah, I definitely talked about that. And then, yeah, so we were summoning you, I guess, in our own ways to get you to come on back. So, it's so glad that you're back.
But thank you guys for having me. Yes. It's always a pleasure.
Yes. So, I guess we can just go ahead and get straight to it.
Well, let's do it.
So, it's, you know what time it is, everybody. It's time to what?
Check in.
Yes. Okay. So I'll just go ahead and go first.
Okay.
I hate to go silent, but I'm just, you know, doing the same old as I normally do, you know, work and job. And if y'all don't know, job is, you know, where I have to punch a clock. Work is my essence of style stuff. So I'm doing both right now. And that's just that on that. I'm happy to hear that the panoramic is the light at the end of the tunnel. I keep hearing more and more about it. And I'm happy. The fashion industry is definitely showing us that there's a light at the end of the tunnel with the panoramic. I love these new ads that they're coming out with. They are telling us subliminally, it's time to get out, get dressed, and party.
Yes.
You could tell.
That. It's a whole different message.
No, it
from
is.
From where we were.
No, it definitely. Yeah. Oh, definitely. All that comfy stuff. Like I'll be telling y'all, that comfy stuff is.
You made me feel bad. Just in case you guys have not, y'all need to check out his IG, okay? Because he's been doing a couple of these little reels and stuff. Y'all got to watch his reels because I felt like he was talking about me personally because inside I do feel like the rich auntie, okay?
Oh, okay.
I do.
Yes.
But she been in joggers since this time last year. And I ain't even going to lie. All the athleisure wear, whatever you want to call it, all the little Old Navy stuff. I bought all the Old Navies, all the who else? I think Forever 21 had some little sweat shorts and all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm wearing all of that.
Yeah.
With a t-shirt.
Yep.
If y'all can see what I look like now, I got on biker shorts, a t-shirt, and some sandals. Okay, because that's what I've been looking like. But like you say, it's time.
Yeah.
I think it'd help with a lot of people mental.
Yeah.
Too. You know, style, like you say, fashion is
It does a lot.
It does a lot.
More than people give it what credit for. That's why, you know, I do be kind of stern with what I say, but it's because these felt rich aunties. You know, a lot of y'all privileges and your membership cards, they are in violation. Y'all are in violation of the membership.
Babe, mine was revoked and taken back. I'm going to have to go get her up. Somebody done cut it up and shredded
That's
it. I'm
going
to have to piece it back together with some glue and tape.
I'm just trying to pull all the rich aunties back in. That's all. I'm like, girl, before you get revoked, you'll be in violation, you go on probation. Girl, just start pulling back now. Just start doing this thing now and getting dressed now because the fall, winter collections for these high-end labels, the fast fashion labels, they... I don't know what's going on with them, but the high-end labels, they are telling you, girl, get dressed. So, yes, get dressed. If you are listening to this, man or woman, start getting dressed, because when outside opens back up, it's going to be so much ish for us to do. It's not going to be funny. Gonna be, yeah. You're not going to have enough clothes. You're going to need to make sure you have enough clothes. So if somebody just call you like me, I didn't tell you.
What?
I found a spot for us to go to for Dora to explore. That new Marriott downtown.
Okay.
They have a tiki bar on the roof.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, I'm ready.
Yes, I'm ready.
Will you just let me know?
Oh, that I will. Okay. I'll let you know ahead of time. Yes. Because we're going to be rich auntie when we go, because it's that type of spot.
Well, okay. Let me work, because I'm about to go get some shapewear, because the bitch can't fit none of her clothes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to give you time. I can get my... Listen, I'm glad you said that. Yes, Chrissy, you give me a check-in.
Baby.
Girl, let me
tell you. These quarantine pounds.
Let me tell you something. I have been having some... First of all, let me just talk about how I've been depressed with my own wardrobe. Now, I've been online yelling at everybody and saying, talking about ish, but I myself have been having problems looking or finding clothes for my own rich auntie lifestyle. Like, I'm just going... Because it's different. Women have all the options in the world. Men, right now they are further behind, I think, than they ever been. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, because you really don't have too many options. You got shirt, pants, shorts.
Right.
And that's it.
But there were some, like, ASOS used to be my go-to. It's a destination for a lot of gay people.
Okay.
ASOS. So, uh-huh. And they normally have the stuff that, you know, you can wear. But even them, I don't know if it's this whole thing with sustainability, with fabrics. Where now these fast fashion places are trying not to make as much stuff. I don't know. It could be because of the pandemic. I don't know. But I've been looking and I'm like, oh my God, okay, I'm trying to get my own wardrobe together so when outside opens back up, I'm ready. And I'm like, I'm having complications. So that has been a problem. Like, I've been trying on jeans. Zipper's been breaking.
Baby, they not even going past the thighs. Okay, it is halting a little above the knee. Bitch, please pull them back down. Try the next pair, because this pair ain't it.
Girl, I've been doing that. It's that, you know, that little kick you do when you put on your jeans. That kick,
oh, yeah. Trying to get the rest of that thigh up in there. Yeah.
Akbar had a video where she did that. She did the little kick. Well,
child. Baby. Okay. I ain't going to say nothing. Continue.
Right. I didn't even know. First of all, I saw a video of her. She was twerking and slow grinding on Chet Hanks.
Ew. First of all, where was they at locally?
Right.
Well, he just be hanging out in the A or something?
Well,
let's reel it back in, because I was about to take it somewhere.
About to say, right, yeah,
he ought to be scared of the black women the way they allegedly.
Okay.
I'm going to say that. Let's put a legal note off in there. Allegedly.
Okay.
You got your ass smacked across the eye.
Right. And then all that little yo, yo, yo went out the door. You sounded like a little Anglo from Orange
County. A little bitch.
Yeah.
So go on, sit back at, what's his mama name? Rita.
Yeah.
At Tom's house. Go on back. Try again. Because this little, whoever you think you are.
This white boy summer you think you about to have.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway,
yeah. Okay. But yeah.
But back to me and my clothes. Yeah, so I'm definitely, that's something I'm working on, because for multiple reasons, but definitely I need to make sure I'm ready for my outside back open so we can go to that tiki bar downtown at the Marriott. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited.
I could just already kind of envision, and we need my little Lemmy drinks.
We haven't even talked about, right. I think I might have said something about it, but I have not talked about it while you were on here. Let me tell you, that drink is so fucking clutch. Like, oh my gosh, like that drink is so bomb. And she was still critiquing first of all, what's the name? I don't even know what to call it. It's clutch, it's classy, it's everything to me. But what would you call it?
Well, it's sad because I made it so much at home. My kids be like, oh mama, so you making that Lemmy again? So everything is Lemmy, because you know they watching TikTok, so they talking about Stimmy and all that kind of stuff. So they was like, Lemmy. So that's that Lemmy drink you make
Lemmy
it.
Drink.
So that's
okay.
So that's the nickname in the house. So I was like, oh, now that's sad when my kids is naming my beverages and stuff. But yeah, my little Lemmy.
Your little Lemmy. Yes. I like that. I'm here for it. Okay, so your little Lemmy. Yes, it was delicious, and I'm trying to find pictures of the spot, girl.
Because I want to see.
Yes, I'll stab it. Oh, okay. Let me show you the actual.
I can just envision. Yeah, let me go ahead and work and suck some things in, and if I had a coin or two, child, I'd be trying to sit on somebody's table, but I ain't got time for it. I'm scared.
Yeah, girl, right, because you don't want to be like homegirl, what's her name? Girl from Love and Hip Hop, Hazel Lee.
Yes, I saw that. What, she was over there in
Turkey.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about now she feel dumb, the fact that she done took her kid and stuff with her and all that kind of stuff. What? Girl, okay.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, but I don't want to seem like I'm judging for people getting surgeries.
Hey, go get you a mommy makeover, because I always say, especially for women that have had like cesareans and stuff like that, bitch, you done already cut me open.
But you just might as
well. Why you just don't go? Because that's what you really what you're doing for these big name people. They just getting it done all at the same time.
Hello.
No, that's what they doing.
Capital B E Y.
Hello.
Oh, don't nobody want to say it.
Don't nobody want to say it. But you might as well tuck me. That should be part of the fucking package. That's what I think. If you doing me like that, you got me cut all open, go ahead and just tuck me. Don't leave me with that little flap and shit like that. No, because it's so hard because it's already detached. The muscle is already detached from them cutting you open. So trying to get that back flat like how it was initially, it's hard to get that. It's achievable, but it's hard.
Tia Mori. It took her 2 years.
It's hard. I follow this one girl, and I mean, and she looks good. Like, to me, I'm like, damn, you done came a long way. So, I mean, there's hope.
Yeah, Tia Mori looks good to me. Yeah. I think she looks back to where she was because that's my boo. I love Tia Mori, but she kept that way for a long time. And she was like, I'm going to lose weight. Oh, girl, you seeing it?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I can't wait.
It's a day. We doing that.
Oh, yeah, we definitely. Oh, I can already see it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's one of them times when we have to call somebody to come get us because we're not driving back up here.
No, I thought about that too. I was like,
we're going to get an Uber.
We're going to have to get an Uber. That's going to be, So we're going to have to make that like a special thing when we go downtown. It'll be like, that'll be when we can
really just let our hair down and don't really have to worry because, somebody going to have to get us home.
Yeah.
And at least I live around the corner.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be nothing for me to get myself or somebody to get me from your house to my house. Yeah.
Oh, it's the date. So we're going to do that. And if we're just going to go ahead and pay that money to get that Uber downtown, that'll be like our outside, We're back outside.
Welcome to the world.
Yeah, welcome back to the world. A lot of women I see, they be talking about, I got that, the fupa.
Mm-hmm.
They have problems with that.
It's alive and real.
Yeah. So, if you do it, I guess, it is cheaper over in Turkey and they can still do the same thing. But I'm like, but I've seen people over here get work done. I saw one of my YouTube girlfriends. Let me see if I have the pictures of her. She got her breast lifted and she didn't even get... She got her breast lifted and reduced, but she didn't get any implants. But when he got done with them breasts,
what was wrong with
them? They was just big, but nothing was wrong with them.
And it was a reduction?
It was like here. Oh. She got them brought here, but they sit like this.
Oh.
Like they don't.
They bold.
They sit here. Yeah, like when she was laying on the table, they were just like, I was like, oh.
Bitch, you gonna suffocate yourself.
Well, no, they're good.
Oh, okay.
They're small.
Oh, okay.
They're like, they're
just
like
up.
This.
They just perky.
They just sit up.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't have implants. He didn't put any. He just turned my breast and made it. I'm like,
well.
This was right. And this was in America. So.
Huh.
I didn't know they could do that. They put the whole surgery on Instagram.
They filmed it?
Yeah, he filmed it. She probably got a discount because he did that. But yeah, girl, cutting the titty.
I can't.
You saw they was just.
Yes, like, oh. When they be jiggling and I can't watch stuff like that.
You saw all the little stuff inside the titty coming out. I'm sending
all the fat like, and stuff that was. Oh my gosh, you watched it?
I watched the whole thing. I it was almost like a dick. I couldn't move out.
You couldn't.
Like,
yeah, you couldn't.
Because I wanted to see what it looked like in the end. And in the end, she went, he was doing like then, was all down there. And in the end, she just laying on the table. They just, I said, that. I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
You literally can just go.
Just go. Well, damn, good for her.
Yeah, but anyway, I'm way off my check-in now. But yeah, this is all stuff that I've been seeing while I've been just doing my thing and being depressed about not being able to find clothes and trying to get myself prepared for when outside the panoramic is over because there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm ready to get out here and, you know, start being seen because all these people falling in love and everything. Everybody and their grandma in a relationship. Or
I think everybody just hot, like little rabbits and dogs and stuff like that. I just think people, because outside is finally open. So even though people was trying to sneak and find love or just get their rocks off, I think now everybody just happy. They just are happy. And you just fill in the blank. Like they just want to get out and just.
But you think it's just, but I mean, these are people that's like getting engaged.
Well, maybe you seeing more of that than I'm seeing. I'm seeing all the whole shit.
Well, where are you seeing all? Well, girl, you be on that shade room, honey. Girl, I don't be on shade room.
I'll be on some Facebook groups that be like, girl. And I'm not a Facebook person, really. I really like look at Instagram more than anything, but I'm on these groups on Facebook, bae, because I learned, this is so totally off topic. I'm so sorry. But this might be a little TMI. This might be nasty, but I learned this for the first time today. About, it was this girl, she follows these strippers on Twitter, and there's a trick where you use makeup sponges to put up your hoo-ha.
To make it look fat?
No. So you can have period sex.
Oh.
But makeup sponges?
Yeah, that's, oh.
I done heard of some shit, but that I ain't never heard of.
But that would, that, how can that work for everybody? Because some women I know what you're saying, but some women have heavy flows.
Some heavy flows. Some people got canals, okay? So that little makeup sponge ain't bad. When I say we not even talking about like the beauty blender.
We talking about the little
small that look like a little, a little trapezoid or something?
If you have a.
Talking about use one or two. And I'm like, what? But then, bitch, how you gonna go? You got to go up there and fish to get that shit out of there.
Right.
So is it that necessary? I'm gonna need you to just take a couple of days off.
Right. And some girls cannot do that because I followed a girl on Instagram with it and she said the TMI about her flow. And she was like, this might be TMI, but you know, they be talking to us like we friends.
Like we friends. Yeah.
Y'all following me, so you sure already know. So I'm sending them to look like, what's going on, girl? What's up? She was like, I am on my period and I done bled through every single thing I had. I'd had like 3, 4, 5 different pads on, 2 different things of panties, and the blood still came through. I'm like, oh my goodness. I wanted to direct her to my girl, Nicole Kane, because she just got certified for hormonal certification.
Uh-huh.
And she's on these supplements that she's been taking that has helped her flow immensely. She used to have really bad cramps. She said now she just have it. My flow come to town 1 to 2, 3 days.
Yeah.
It's done. And she didn't know it's there. And it's not heavy flow.
Oh.
But but she's about to make her own supplement. She might not want to hear that from a guy. But girl, I'm like, have you been to her page?
Yes. Let me just direct you over there.
She was at a water park.
Oh.
So she couldn't get in the water with her
babies.
So she
couldn't do nothing. Mm. Especially if you going through all of that pole thing. But it be like that. For some people, I know some people that is just like ridiculous. I'm like, look, take the whole goddamn uterus, ovaries, the whole everything, throw that shit in the trash. Well, I shouldn't say that because it's some women.
Ooh, right, don't say that, girl. I'm glad.
Let me take that back. But from my personal experience, you can take the whole shit and burn it. I got my little couple of kids out of it. I wouldn't go through that headache because it's really torture. Like I don't think. I don't want to say this. If you've never been in that situation to kind of be able to empathize with somebody that has gone through, and then there's no like end result but to get like a hysterectomy or something like that, then you know, you might be one of those ones that, you know, has something to say about what I just said. But if you are one of them people, you be over that shit. You really do. You be like, okay, and I gotta go through this every month. It's some bullshit. Bullshit.
I mean, you be out of commission like that.
And then you can't do nothing.
Yeah. You can't do
nothing. Some people can't even get out of bed.
That's what she was saying.
Yeah.
She normally takes like off work. Like it's a whole
thing. It's a whole thing. And then for people, like some countries, they pay for you. You know what I'm saying? Because they acknowledge that women go through things. But in places. Like, okay, never mind. We're getting too deep. Anyways, girl, reel it back. Well, but yeah.
Girl, why did I find out the other day? Who was I looking at? Oh, I was looking. Okay, it's this girl named Erica Williams. She actually is here in Austin, but she's a very successful entrepreneur. And I think I've recently just kind of fell in love with her channel, so I've envisioned her. So she was talking about this 6-year-old who got arrested. And he got arrested for pulling a tulip out of somebody's yard. And he actually went to court. But guess what? His mother couldn't take the day off work. There's no way that she could get the day off work. So he had to go by himself.
To court?
How? Right. How?
Hold on. First of all, you get a ticket for a tulip. We ain't about to get started on that because you know.
You know who that was that did that.
We still waiting for this verdict.
Girl, why was I about to start crying this morning when my barber was playing that? He was playing the actual trial. I have not watched anything with that.
You haven't?
No, and I'm not going to because that
I've watched it from beginning to end. I might have missed a day here or a day there, but no, I've pretty much watched the whole thing.
I was holding back tears sitting there watching really? It because I'm just like, I cannot believe that this is even something
that we're having to do.
It's unreal to me.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I have pretty good vision. I know what I saw. And that has to be justified.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what the prosecution. Yeah,
he was, you know, he was claustrophobic and all these type of things. I totally understand where he was coming from, and you know, what he went through and how they treated him. I'm just like,
for no fucking reason. Because the thing is, they're still saying an alleged, fake $20 bill. It's still alleged. I haven't heard anything to say any different. That did y'all find this counterfeit bill? Everything is still alleged.
But what, except his drug use, his heart that condition.
That
ain't got nothing.
Because once he walked out of that store, even if he did take whatever he took, 10 minutes later, was he going to be dead?
Right. Well, according to them, he might have been. That's what I'm saying. That's the stuff
baby,
that makes me.
They can take them words, wipe their ass with it, and then eat it.
Well, I don't. Listen, I don't want to. The reason I'm not watching it is because I just feel like I know. I just feel like I know. I feel like I know what's going on here and what's happening and what they're trying to tell us. And the day, when are they supposed to give the verdict?
Whenever the jury.
Or when are they? Don't they do it this week?
Well, yeah. Well, it don't matter. It just all depends on how long it takes the jury to come to a decision. So they did the closing arguments
today. So they can come out anytime now.
They can come out anytime. It could have took them the 9 minutes and 40-something seconds that it took for him to kill him. It could have took them just that long. But who knows how long it's going to take for them to deliberate. Yeah.
Because I need to make sure I got all my stuff. Oh my God. So I can be in the house. because.
No. Minneapolis better watch out.
No, everywhere better watch out.
Well, yeah, everywhere. But I swear they gonna burn that city to the ground if the wrong shit come out.
I think it's gonna be
LA riots. It's gonna be.
I think it's gonna be everywhere. I don't think it's just.
Oh no, I don't think. Yeah, I just think them because it's right there, and then the fact that y'all just killed another young black man.
What's gonna happen is they're gonna probably have the National Guard there.
Oh, they already there.
Right.
Yeah.
They're gonna stop all that. There,
yeah.
But they can't stop.
Stop it everywhere. True.
So that's, and there's people that's like sitting, waiting, like, and the white supremacists, they're trying, whatever the outcome, they're going to come for us. So I need to be at home.
Yeah, because it's some bullshit. They just had a segment on 60 Minutes over the weekend where they basically confirmed, I don't know if you've heard of the white supremacist group, Oath Keepers.
I think I've heard about them.
A few of those where, you know, called it up in the little Capitol riot thing. Mm-hmm. They was another one, like another Proud Boys and all that.
I heard it.
Yeah. They basically said that the police is pretty much training them.
Yeah.
It was just the fact that you actually heard it come out the horse's mouth. And I'm like, well, this ain't new to us. We know that because they had the damn police is the child. Okay.
Yeah. So
I'm going to need a cigarette. And I don't even smoke.
So yeah, this is awesome. Okay, so all the things I've heard about, and I guess I'm going to go ahead and close my check-in and take it over to you. But yes, so that was just what's going on with me recently, now, in the future, me getting to the grocery store, everything. So go ahead.
Getting to the grocery store. You need to have all your necessities.
I need to have everything here.
So you can stay up in the house.
Gas, just in case I need to, you know, get up out of here or something. Because there's white supremacists. There's Trump supporters.
Oh, what, over here?
Mm-hmm.
Close?
right under
you,
me.
I think you did
and
tell
then
me that.
One, when they had the Trump parade, he had his little flags all on his little truck and everything. He's like a couple, like two buildings over.
Shut up.
So
they definitely here. Yeah, they, yeah. I mean, child, they be the ones talking to you in the grocery store. Oh, and, excuse me. Yeah, they be the, yeah, be acting like they, and they the ones that, yeah. Yeah.
And some of them be this too, though.
Which is sad.
But so, I mean, like who you like. But,
yeah, I mean.
But the white supremacy part of it, y'all being bamboozled by that kind of stuff, I just don't know. I just don't want to be at the wrong place at the wrong time because they crazy. And, you know, I just be minding my damn
But the fucked
business.
Up part about it is what they don't know. We are equally, if not more. We just come from people that taught love first. You get what I'm saying? But you can rub a black person the wrong way.
Oh, no, I'm just looking outside. I see cars.
You scared me.
Oh, no. Tariq say that, too. He's like, you be looking at
Yeah, like, don't do that over my back. Yeah, I be like, do I need to turn around?
No, I will let you know. That I'm just observing. Girl, I'm from Detroit, honey. I always make sure I'm watching with my third eye. But,
oh, my God.
Yeah, no. So, yeah. But anyway, y'all check in, girl.
Okay, well, I pretty much was talking to you about everything that's been going on lately in the current events. You know, I'm a current events girl.
No,
so
you are. Well, you probably know some stuff I don't.
I just, you know, that's pretty much what's been going on, you know, through the week in the world and all that. But
girl, you ain't been here since forever. What has happened the last time you've been here?
I don't even know what the hell I was even talking about. It felt like that was a whole year ago. I don't even know.
Well, girl, you ain't just been doing nothing that whole time. You have a new addition to your family. That was not you.
Well,
not
yes.
The last time.
So now I have a fur baby.
Yes.
I never, ever, 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 ever thought I would say that ever because I was not ready for a dog. Like, I was trying to make sure I could hold off till my kids was grown and left and could get their own dog and not have one at the house. But yeah, so he shows up one day with this little puppy and I done fell in love with this dog.
Aww.
So dog is 4 months now. His name is Kane. Yeah, don't ask me. So yeah, so we have this pit bull and bulldog mix little puppy. Well, he's not little, but yeah, that's my new love. I love that little dog to death. I do. Oh, just thinking about him. But anyways, so yeah, I have a fur baby, and let me see, work is still the same. Kids doing good. Family is good. Well, let me reverse. My family within my household is still good. That other, you know, sometimes just because you blood don't mean a goddamn thing.
No.
I'm just going to say that.
No.
Goddamn it. It's just blood. That don't mean I got to like your motherfucking ass.
That's very true.
I mean, I'm a real person. I am. Me and you know, we on the same wavelength.
Yeah, we are.
We either you like us or
don't.
You don't.
Yep.
It's no in between.
Mm-mm.
It's straight black and white.
Yep.
It ain't no gray area. It's a you do or you don't.
Yep.
And I don't give a fuck. Pick one.
That's my thing.
But stay over there.
Yeah.
Whichever side.
I'm the same way. Look, if you don't, okay. We don't like each other.
Well, we don't like each other.
That's
I can still be cordial, but then I can also choose not to spend my energy to be the fuck around you.
Yeah. Who has time for that?
Nobody. Because the way these folks is checking out, I need to make sure my days is spent happy and full and.
That part. That's why I be saying, people, you got to show up every day
as though
full,
it's
full.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to show up every day fully because, it's just too much. Like, I feel like it's a cleansing almost, like some type of purging or cleansing or something that's happening in the earth right now because
it's something.
It's because normally it's just three, but it's been like six, nine. I normally always catch three. Like normally I'm like, okay, if it's one I hear about, I'm like, okay, and I'm gonna hear about two more.
Yeah.
That's always works for me.
Right. No, it's always been in threes.
Yeah. But these past month, it's been about 9, 10, 11.
Oh my gosh. It's crazy.
It's crazy. So yeah, it's funny you say that. I've been thinking about time. I'm like, time is precious and people need to learn how to I think people need to start demanding respect for their time.
For their time.
We do not get that back. We do not know what's going to happen tomorrow. So we can't be playing around with time.
Cannot play around with time. And my thing is, I have to learn how to say no.
Which surprises me.
That surprises you? When it comes to certain people, like, I just be like, okay. You know what I'm saying? even though deep down I'd be like, I don't want to fucking do this shit. But
well,
okay,
with certain people, yeah. But I know, I just feel like with the right people, though, you'd be like,
no. Baby, you, I don't even have to say no. I'm just going to give you that look, and you go, I already know. Oh, okay, well, never mind. Just kidding. Let me go on to the next person. Yeah, I'm going to need you to go to the next person.
Okay.
But yeah, I just, yeah. So it's been some awakenings. It's been some, you know, waking up in the morning. I've been starting to do like little meditation in the morning before
Girl,
the kids,
really?
Before I get the kids up.
You know how to do that?
And hold on. Yes. I have to get more into it, but just the breathing part. Cause even they teach you kind of like a little bit of that when I was taking yoga, when outside was still open and stuff, that breathing does something.
It makes me go to sleep.
It do make you sleep.
That's why
make your ass want to lay down.
That's why I'm jealous, girl. When I was younger, I tried it. I did the breathing, and next thing you know, she come over.
It's time to get up. Yeah, get up. You're snoring. Yeah,
I'm over there asleep. I'm like,
oh shit, bitch, don't touch me like that. Don't wake me up. Then.
So that's why I gave up on it. Then I was like, I get too relaxed.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm definitely there with you. But I started to do that. I'm still reading the Ayala book.
Oh, book.
Are you reading the days?
I had it. I think I put it up. I had it on my desk, and I look at it every now and then.
Yeah, I keep it on my desk so I can make sure, because I'm sitting at my desk Monday. Yeah. So I kind of like have to catch up on the weekends, but I've been pulling that out and reading, you know, the little thing, you know, for the day or whatever. So it's been some awakening. I don't know. They might not be ready for this beast, because if y'all couldn't handle the other one, baby, this new one, y'all just get ready for her.
Oh.
Well, I'm just putting a disclaimer out there. I'm just giving it, you know. I'm just letting you know.
Well, girl, you have to protect your energy at all costs.
You really do. And, you know, I used to hear people say that, but when you really start breaking shit down, and you be like, okay, yeah, you really do.
Oh, no, that's why I operate the way I operate.
Yeah.
I think I've operated like that since I was younger, and people, like, I remember people just tell me, like, you know, I was real young, and this one guy, same guy who said something like Ameritech, he was like,
you know, you got to stop doing that. Because every time you say that, I want to take a drink. So unless you want me to spend my drink.
I'm sorry. If you didn't just pick it up, I'm sorry. But yeah, the guy out there who told me I sound like Ameritech, he used to always tell me, he was like, you're a lot smarter than what you really think you are. Like, you don't even know what you be doing. And I never understand. I'm like, what are you even talking about? When I got older, I was like, oh. Yeah, now I get what he was saying.
What he was, yeah.
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 I was protecting my energy.
In case you didn't know.
Right.
But yeah, so, I mean, that's pretty much, you know, my little, you know, I'm still haven't been outside. So, I mean, I've been outside. Okay, so let me say this. So, I've been outside, but not like outside, you know what I'm saying? So I'm starting to go around family, you know, a little bit more. Most of my family have gotten the vaccine, or at least have gotten their first dose and waiting to get their second dose. But my little crew is like the family that is not vaccinated, you know. Everybody else at least got one or two people in their household that has gotten the vaccine. And I don't know. Until it's placed in my heart, I feel like, or Lord tells me otherwise, I'm not here for it right now. And I'm not here for the shaming. I'm not here for people that feel like they got to give you the sermon like they was in the boardroom or in the lab concocting the vaccine themselves to tell you why you need to take it.
Right. I think you have rights to do whatever you want to do with your body, but you let me make the decision.
You let me, for me and mine,
right.
Yes.
And, you know, I all these people, I feel like it's a lot of, what they call it, the echo chamber. I think it's a lot of echo chamber-ish type going on where, you know, they're hearing all these people saying it, they're just repeating the same stuff that they're hearing other people saying.
Yes. And, oh, I hate that shit.
And that's fine. I mean, because you're getting it from
Black
expert.
People got that bad.
Oh, very bad. That's why we're being shamed. But, you know, they're expert and all this kind of stuff. And that's, you know, hey, okay, that's fine. But my thing is, though, let's talk about health all the way around. You tell me about this
overall.
One thing.
Yeah.
Let's talk about health all the way around. Tell me about all the things that's going on. Because there's a lot of different health disparities that we have, especially within our community, that we say nothing else about. Or, you know, or you be doing this and doing that and doing this.
But you're not campaigning for the health of other things like you pushing this. Yeah, that's what you say. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, oral health, all these different things that people don't think nothing about.
That they don't think nothing about. But especially like what people don't realize. Yeah, your oral health, them teeth matter. Because that is a direct link to a lot of stuff that you don't realize that you need to have in line.
It is. Yeah. Very much so.
And most people don't know that.
Dumb people don't talk about that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of diseases go through that way. But I'm not trying to say one thing or another, but I'm with you on the shaming because in my work, like he didn't shame it, but I think people are making it like a general conversation that they think everybody is doing. Oh, yeah, well, you know, how things going with your vaccine? You guys all got your vaccine? And I'm like, you can't have general conversations like that about people getting vaccine because everybody's not getting a vaccine.
Because, yeah, that's why I'm not here for the vaccine passports. Yeah. Why somebody have to show they're not showing if they got any other, you know what I'm saying, shot for anything else. Did you get the polio back in, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, that's like you walking around with your full immunization record that nobody's not checking for you got your meningitis or if you got your, you know, measles when that was an issue like a year ago, 2 years ago, whatever, you know. So why shame or put it out there where you got to show proof? Oh, well, I got, no.
It's like a badge of honor. Mind your business. I don't like that. It's like this. And it's not, let me be very clear. I don't have FOMO. I'm not that type. I'm not a FOMO type bitch. Never have I been, never will I be. But I'm just saying like, it's almost like it is like a badge of honor. And I'm happy that people are doing it. If that's something you like, yes, I finally did this and you feel comfortable to move.
Yes. So if you feel comfortable enough to make that decision and move forward.
Like, it's like the Get Fresh crew. Everybody don't want to be a part of that Get Fresh crew. Like, and just my thing is respectfully, everybody does not want to be part of that Get Fresh crew. And that's, I just respect that.
Just
like, don't
respect
say
that.
Like, oh, you said you ain't sit up there.
Still give me time. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because right now we just where it's opened up to what 16 and under. You know, so more, you know, young adults, more kids and stuff can get it. It opened up, you know, for all the adults and stuff. So allow people, let it trickle down. And then Johnson & Johnson being pulled. So now they can't give that vaccine now. So Pfizer and Moderna have to step up and all that kind of stuff. So still give people a chance. But just because I ain't got mines yet, I mean, damn, it's just April.
Yeah.
Motherfucker just, I mean, excuse my language, but shit just rolled out. Not that, I know, I'm just saying, because I've been saying bitches and motherfuckers. I've been saying that. I keep hearing myself saying, I'm like, ooh, try not to say so much. But yeah, and I'm like, okay, it's just now kind of, you know, steam, you know, it's rolling. But yeah, don't shame anybody. I'm not here for it.
Yeah, just make the decision that you feel like is best for you and be happy with that. And if somebody next to you is not showing that same excitement or that same type of...
Then move
they don't
on.
Seem like they're going, yeah, just like... Well,
I just need to make sure. I need to see if you're going to grow another leg or arm or, you know, a tail or something from this vaccine. I need to make sure you can have an extra arm. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Well, listen, this is...
You
all
start
the
growing a little nub,
well,
then.
All the experts say it's safe. So I don't know. But just make, I feel like people make decisions with their bodies all the time. Some people, y'all will be out here sexing and getting fists put up your asses and putting makeup sponges in your vaginas. Y'all nobody had nothing to say about that. Y'all, don't nobody want to talk about that kind
don't
of
nobody
stuff.
Want to talk. But then they kind of make you feel bad too, because then I think I was just watching some doctor was like, well, if you trust a little blue pill from Pfizer, then you should be able to trust the Pfizer vaccine. And I'm like, okay, you do have a point. Mm-hmm. Even like with Tylenol, don't nobody really know no active ingredients in any kind of acetaminophen. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you do put trust in, like, medicines and stuff like that. But this, I don't know. It just seems different for me. Yeah. I can't speak for nobody. I mean,
and
then, else,
but just then, and down the line, when you're ready, you might just go ahead. We ain't kids, they didn't do, and that's it. And that at that time, that's fine. Like, yeah. Okay, I wanted to do. Now I feel like I'm ready for me and my family. Do it, done, and then you're happy with it. And you know, you're not gonna shame anybody else because they didn't. I just did what I had to do for me and mine. If they ain't do it, that's their business. That's how I see it. Everybody just see it that way. Like, you know, don't be you need to set up.
You need to mind your business.
If you got yours. Be happy with that.
And it's crazy because I actually know somebody that has been fully vaccinated. Like, they were in the first group. Mm. The healthcare group. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. And been vaccinated for a while now. Fully vaccinated for a while now. And end up catching it. So I know there's still a percentage of you catching it. It just lessens your chance of being hospitalized or, you know, experiencing some of the more severe symptoms and all of that. But I'm just like, this person has basically gone the whole year, the whole pandemic, gets the vaccine, didn't really change up their routine, and then ended up getting it. So I was like, okay, it's like, you damned if you do, kind of, and you damned if you don't. So let me just do me for right now. Yeah,
just make whatever decision you feel is best. That's all to say. You know. And just that. So, yeah, stop shaming people. If you're one of these people that's shaming people for not getting the vaccine, be happy that you got the vaccine, and I'm happy for you. But don't make somebody else feel bad or make them feel like they're not part of the Get Fresh crew because they didn't get it. Because they might just not want to get it. And that's their decision. It's their body. God gave it to them to do whatever they want to do with it. And that's just on period.
And that's just it. So, okay. Well, I'm done with my check-in. That was a good little, yeah.
Yeah. So, what we want to talk about today is something I've been wanting to talk about with Christian Dior forever. And this is actually something that I thought that she would have known about prior, but she said she knew nothing about this whole situation. It's old. So before somebody says, that's old, very aware. I've just been waiting for Christian Dior to talk about it because she's a woman. And, I just want to get a woman's perspective on this because I think, you know, a lot of, this situation particularly, I heard a lot of guys responded to more so than women. And, you know, but you'll understand what I'm saying once I play the clip. So I'm going to play a clip and I'll probably show you the video. Well, how can I do this? How can I do this and play it on the thing and you see it at the same time? Because I don't even know if you're going to be able to hear it. Let's see if maybe you can play it on your microphone. Because I kind of know you need to see it. I already know what it is. I've seen it more than once, so.
Well, I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
Sounds juicy.
It is. So let's see if you can play this and put it close to your speaker and maybe watch at the same time.
Okay.
Should be play. Yeah. It's not playing. Oh, hold on. There we go. Oh.
And that's my. You ladies all feel like, listen, you ladies all feel like you're the exception to the rule. And then when someone like myself comes along and gives you a dose of reality, instead of just accepting it, it's like, yeah, but I'm special. You don't know any men on this level that are not your father, that aren't related to you. That means you don't know these men. You don't know where to go get them. You don't know what they want.
I mean,
okay.
But you're still saying, pick me. They don't want mid-30-year-old baby mamas. I'm trying to be polite, man, but they don't want those.
Can I ask you a question?
Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
Why is that so? Okay, go ahead.
Why is it so?
Go ahead.
From my point of view, I feel like I get what you're saying. They do have better options, but also those better options are younger girls. Those younger girls aren't necessarily 20-year-olds are not necessarily attracted to 45-year-olds.
Bullshit. I'm 51 and I can't beat them off with a stick. That's another one on you lies. No, younger women are attracted to older men. What are you talking about?
So can you see me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So do you feel like a woman like me?
Uh-huh. What would you rank yourself on a scale from 1 to 10? You cannot use 7.
What I rate myself?
Just your face.
My face when I wake up, 5, but when I put myself together, 6.
Okay. And how tall are you?
5'5".
Dress size?
I'm sorry?
Your dress size?
A 3.
Okay. So that makes you, if you give yourself a 5, that's average.
Yes.
So average looking women tend not to get high earning men. They tend to get average men.
So,
stop right there. Stop right there. Stop right there. Breathe and digest. You're 35 years old and you can look around and see the world. You don't tend to see higher earning men with average looking women off rip. If you do see them, they got their average looking woman when they were both really young and he built his way up. But a man earning the kind of money you're talking about does not go for an average looking woman.
I mean, my body is not average, so.
But your, ma'am, you please don't make me say it.
Say what? I really just wanted some advice. I love your.
I'm giving you advice, but you're not taking it. The advice is, ma'am, you're average looking at best.
I'm taking it in, but.
Okay, but you're not accepting the fact that, okay. Average looking women. Average looking woman who's older. Average looking older woman with a 13-year-old son. Average looking woman with a 13-year-old son with a sketchy baby daddy. This gets worse every time I say something. And now you're asking for a man who's in the top 10% of men. You don't qualify for one. And you're making, I don't want to have to go there. But when you put in all these other factors, why can't you just get a man that's an average guy?
Sometimes I feel like in order to fully submit, I have to feel like he's in.
Well, then you're gonna die alone. How about that? Let me just cut to the chase, ma'am. You can feel like what you want to, but women like you die alone. Straight up. Because you think you're better than the men that you qualify for. And the only reason, honestly, ma'am, that I can see a woman like yourself really thinking you deserve more is because you earn more, money than most people around you in North Carolina. But if your ass worked at the post office, you would not think so highly of your opportunities. And that's the reality. Men don't care about your money. Not the kind of men that you want. We don't care about your money. It ain't ours. We care about the fact that you are older and you got kid. And you're average. And your reality of your life has showed you that. You don't have the kind of men that you want knocking on your door trying to find you. See, what we've done in this country, this world, is we've told women like yourself that you can have it all, and you got a Prince Charming who's 6 feet tall, 6-figure income, jawline, all this other kind of stuff. And I'm sorry, man. No. Most people get average people, especially average people. And you're an average person. I mean, let's be real. You're not running Microsoft. You got a pet grooming business. You've been making 6 figures for the last 3 years. Okay. But if I looked at you and I took all that off of you, all the eyelashes and all the hair, what do you look like under there?
I mean, I look the same. I'm just...
No, you don't. Because if you did, you wouldn't have all that on.
I'm sorry?
No, you don't. You don't look the same, because if you did, you wouldn't have all that on.
what is your advice for women that...
All right, I'll tell you my advice, man, because you're not listening to me. This is why I always recommend you ladies need therapy. Because you seem like a sweet woman, but you don't, but you're not getting it.
You're being so mean.
Don't tell me I'm being mean. I'm about to be mean. I get tired of you broads telling me I'm being mean because you cannot handle the goddamn truth. You called my show on a day that you ain't even supposed to be here. And I honored the call and sat here and tried to help you. And I'm telling me I'm being mean. Get the fuck out of my phone. Tired of y'all doing this shit.
You. Child. Give me a second. I got to go put some more drink.
Okay, well, I'll give.
In my drink.
You process that and I'll give a little background of what the conversation started off as. That's a lot to unpack with that whole conversation. Kristen almost fell out her seat. This is a woman who said that primarily the reason that she called is because she was saying that she wanted a man. She felt like she wants a man or needs a man that makes six figures because she makes six figures. So she feels like she needs a man that also makes six figures, you know, because they have that in common. And she said she was saying how she meets a lot of men. And they don't make six figures and they come to her and they be asking her for job opportunities and they be trying to get the hookup on the job and they're not on the level as far as she's concerned. So she's saying pretty much, well, how do I go about attracting these type of men? And that's where that conversation kind of started off with that. And she called on the wrong day. He has a day where he specifically has people call in and ask about relationships. That was not the day. So he was already pissed about that to begin with because she tried to bamboozle him and made it seem like she was calling for one thing and she was calling for something else. So that was the end where he went in on her and him being pissed. He started off the conversation pissed. So she kind of, I ain't gonna say, let me not say that. Everybody knows this. Kevin Samuels is known for going off on people when they call a show. Man or woman, he does that.
I was just about to ask, who the fuck is he? Damn, okay. There I go with my language.
No, girl.
Who in the entire fuck is him?
Okay, so Kevin Samuels is an ex. He used to be actually in the same industry I'm in. He used to be an image consultant.
Okay.
You can go look up his reviews on Yelp. They're very interesting.
not on Yelp.
Yes, he's on Yelp. If you just be bored and look up Kevin Samuels on Yelp, go read it. It's a little mini book, but it's a lot.
Okay.
It helped me out with my own services. I'm offering my people. I ain't going to hold you. I was like, oh, damn. Okay, don't do that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so yeah. So now he's this dating, kind of like a Derek Jackson. He's a dating guru. Men call him, ask him advice, women call him. He's always been like this. You kind of know that's what he's going to do. He's not really nice when he talks about stuff like that to anybody. So I'm not saying that she deserves what she got. I'm just saying this is just his brand. That's just kind of what he does. He does have like a Facebook group of people who are loyal fans of his. And I guess I heard out of the six people in his Facebook group have gotten engaged. So he's actually hooking people up in his dysfunctional advice. He's not even like, he's not educated in this. He's just kind of a self-made dating guru, kind of like a Derek Jackson.
Oh my gosh.
So, I did not know Derek Jackson was like 5'6", 5'7". I had no idea.
He's a little man. Yeah. Maybe that's why he always sitting in the car.
I guess that's why, because we all thought
I thought he was like a good six. Yeah. Yeah.
No, he's only 5'7". Yeah. Okay. So
That's another one.
But girl, we ain't getting off this because.
No. Because do you know how many times I wanted to just stop the video?
Yeah. You look like you wanted to stop it.
Yes. Did I look it? About three times it popped up that I just wanted to, and I just held it because I was like, okay, for the people that maybe have not.
Yeah, and I heard.
Heard it in its entirety, then I'll be.
I've given a background now. So now, girl, go at it. What do you have to, girl, if we need to replay anything, we can replay it again if you need to. But girl, what do you think about that? As a woman, as a human.
As a human, yeah. First of all.
Yeah.
What give you the gall? You know what I'm saying? The audacity to tell this woman, regardless, that first of all, she's average at best. But then to tell her if she take off, and I'm sitting up here looking at her, and you can tell he broke something.
Yeah.
Even with her laughing through her pain.
Yeah.
And was like, stop being so mean. You know what I'm saying? But, I don't know.
But at the same time, she watches the show. She knows.
Okay, and I guess I don't know how he do. So no, I guess you get what you pay for. So if you wanted to ask him his personal opinion about why you can't find the upper echelon of men. I mean, bringing in her little pet grooming business. I mean, at least applaud the bitch that she got her own business.
Yes.
He says she's been making six figures the last 3 years, a couple of years or whatever. Yeah. Tip your hat off to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like he could have, you don't have to lie, but you could have found something to counterbalance the fact that you basically told this girl she was ugly. Mm-hmm. Without telling her she ugly. Mm-hmm. And that you gonna die alone. You got baby daddy issues. Mm-hmm. You got a 13-year-old son. Like, oh my gosh. Unfortunately, because of the fucking society and places that we live, there are some women that don't have baby daddies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not saying they don't have baby daddies. Let me say active.
Yeah.
Because they pulled off the street. I mean, they pulled away from their families because maybe they trying to support and then got caught up in the system. Mm-hmm. Addiction. Mm-hmm. Mental health. I mean, there's endless reasons why maybe the father of her child ain't in neither one of their lives. But don't tell this woman that's why a man don't want you, because you got a 13-year-old son and I don't know what his word was exactly. A sketchy.
Yeah, a sketchy situation. Mm-hmm.
I mean, because how you know?
Well, I guess she did talk. He did. She did.
Oh, she mentioned that. Okay, because I'm about to say I missed out. Okay,
it was a long segment. That was just like the best part.
Nigga, I hope your dingling hangs down to your fucking ankles. Because if it don't, who the fuck are you to talk?
I mean, I agree. But again, I will stress that is his brand. So that's, and she was a loyal fan. So she did, like you said, she kind of got what she asked for, and she called on the wrong. I'm not saying that he should have said all that. I guess for me, I want to dig deeper. I always try to figure out a way to bring it back to like me, or, you know, even though okay. She's a woman, even though that's why I want a woman's perspective, because, you know,
I think I done start sweating. No, like, for real, like, that made me, like, that did something. I'm sweating, like, I don't know. I'm just like, oh my gosh, it could be the liquor. I don't know. But I'm just over here hot. Like,
That was definitely a lie. He definitely was disrespectful to her. I'm not trying to make any excuses for her. I think that there's definitely some self-esteem issues there to begin with, because she called him to ask for that type of advice.
Okay.
Because if you are, you know, you should need a man like that to validate you. If you really are out here trying to find a man who makes six figures, which is, that's a problem in itself too, because my thing is, a man making six figures does not make him Jesus.
It don't make him the right man.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Jesus. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He can make six figures and be dragging your ass up and down the boulevard, right. And
yeah,
you okay with it just because he makes six figures?
But I get what she's saying.
Somebody to equal her.
Yeah,
if she feel like if she's making, you know, this certain amount of money, why would she settle for someone? And that's that, like, sketchy. You know what I'm saying?
No, I get it, because she was saying, she did explain that, and I'm kind of trying to, you know, I said this already, but I mean, I'm not trying to sound repetitive, but she did explain that she had been dealing with guys, I was about to say boys.
Guys. But they might have been.
Yeah, grown boys.
Grown boys, yeah.
So she, you know, she would get with them, and they would be intimidated by how much money she make, or they'd be asking for job opportunities, or they'd be trying to ask her business advice on how they can get where she get. So I can understand her frustration.
Right.
But at the same time, she's looking, I don't even want to dog her out. I just think that she definitely, she don't, her picker is all the way off, because she shouldn't have even been asking him. I think her thing, girl, you need to, you talk about meditating and stuff like that. You know, I'm big on energy, and I'm big on feminine energy, masculine energies. You need to learn, first of all, she needs to learn about her feminine energy and how to work her feminine energy and to be able to, and learn how to use that in the right
way.
Way in the right groups of men.
Right.
Like, you have to go, like, because the girl I was talking about, Erica Williams, she kind of talked about this video, but not really directly sometimes. And she was just saying, you know, people, and she's big on energy too, and she's like, people be saying that men don't want women who have kids, or they don't like women who have baby moms. But she said that's not true. She was like, you know, in my church, she was like, it's like four different women there who have had kids and met men there with no kids. And got with them and got married.
But you just said the one thing that I was going to say when you said, she said in her church. I always go back to what's for you is for you. So it really don't even matter what this man is saying. You probably just need to sit back and let him come to you, even though you feel like you done been down the street, around the corner, back in circles or whatever, whatever. It's because you out there searching.
Yeah, that's true. And you, I mean, she might not be putting herself or making herself available and in the right place.
Exactly. You might have to put yourself in a set, but you let, I mean, it'll all come in due time. Yeah. That's why I look at it. Because I mean, I be thinking about like Tina Knowles and stuff. The fact that she was so far up, you know, an older lady and found love and got married and all this, when she probably in the back of her mind thought it would never happen.
I remember she said that. She was asking her girlfriends, like, well, you know, where do I meet men? And all that, you know what I'm saying? She was ready. Like,
and that man showed up and showed out.
Okay. So.
But I'm just mad that he feel like it boils down to her not having the looks. Not having the looks. And that bothers me. Because you do hear a lot of people say they want, you know, a girl with this exotic. Everything is exotic. You know what I'm saying?
Don't even get me started with that.
Why does it have to be exotic? Because an average bitch, I feel like, can... But that's what's the definition of average? You know what I'm saying?
First of all, that whole exotic thing, these niggas be wanting these exotic chicks for validation. That's another validation.
And that's
validation.
Basically what he, I'm 51 and I get, you know what I'm saying?
It's a validation. Because my thing is, these dudes out here be talking about they want these exotics. Think about the future when that one girl came out and said, nigga, you my baby daddy, you fuck me. He started trying to call her ugly. She was a chocolate girl, a chocolate drop.
Uh-huh.
He started trying to call her ugly, of course, because she was a darker skinned girl. And I guess
so now all of a sudden, let me turn the tape. Yeah.
Right. But they be chasing these girls. They like these girls, but they just don't feel like they're trophies because they don't get validation from having those type of girls on their arms. But for any of y'all who don't know, I am from the inner city of Detroit, went to the hoodest school in Detroit. And I went to school
not
with
the
all
hoodest this, school.
The hoodest, one of the hoodest schools in Detroit. And it was all types of girls I went to school with, all shades. And the niggas was trying to fuck
all shades, yeah.
It did not matter.
It didn't matter.
They was chasing these girls, all of them, all shades.
It's just become so much of an issue and a topic here lately.
Yeah, because that's what we see.
Because that's what we see. That's what they want to put in front of the camera. That's what they want to put in. Yeah.
Yeah. That. So, I mean,
That was just so much. I'm like really at a loss for words. That was a lot.
Poor thing. I hope that she figures out how to.
They need to do an update. They need to find out where she is.
She went to another show. She ended up talking to somebody. I think her name's Cynthia. She talked to another lady, a woman, like, dating coach type person, brought her on the show after that to kind of follow up to, you know, and hopefully she ended up helping her, because I think her issues are deeper, and I think she just is looking. She's trying to go to the same spot. She's probably still trying to go to the club up the corner, Sugar Daddy's or whatever at the corner.
And he ain't in there.
He's not there. You got, that's one of the reasons
why I said
he's
not at the Ash Lounge. No, he's not there.
You have to go to different places. That's why I said, I've always said this since the inception of this podcast. I've said, you know, in COVID got in the way, but I was about to, I'm like, well, I'm going to start putting myself in spaces,
yep,
in different places.
You did, yeah.
Because I was like, I know that's where a type of man I would want to be, but that's the door to explore. That's why I said the tiki bar.
We going to be at this goddamn tiki bar.
Right. You know what I'm saying? This the type of places that a man that I see myself with, right, would be, and I'm going to show up looking like I would be with the person. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to show up like I'm looking, I'm desperate. I'm going to show up like I'm just talking about high value. You have to walk in a certain way that shows, you know, and believe in yourself that you're just.
And that's what I was about to say. The confidence is going to ooze through if you got it.
If you got it. And a man that's vibrating at a high frequency, and his vibrations are high, you have to, he's only going to pick up on your frequency if y'all vibrating at the same level. If your frequency is low, you vibrating low, your chakras is at a lower level, he's not going to see you. Y'all not equally yoked. He's not going to see it for you. So that's what she needs to work on as far as her goes. But I kind of want to bring this back to, like, even though I'm not a woman, but just like, are we not high value? Because first of all, let's talk six figures.
Okay.
Six figures is a broad range with six figures. You could be at a low six figures or a high six figures.
True.
If you're at a low six figures, you could be broke. I mean, seriously, I mean, six figures is not, I mean, I'm not trying to make it seem like it's nothing. If somebody gave it to me right now, I'm going to work that shit. You best believe.
Right. Because if you really do the math, six figures is not that hard to obtain.
No.
In a year.
No.
It's not that hard to obtain.
No. I think it's like,
if you really break, yeah,
dollars a day.
A day. Yeah. And then so much, it's really not that hard to obtain. So like you say, which end of the spectrum are you on?
Right. Are you on the
So what are we talking about?
Right. Because if we're talking six figures, I'm talking high six figures.
When you say six figures.
Yeah. Not low six figures. High six figures. But even still, like, this whole thing of, first of all, like he said, you're talking about people who, there's a low percentage of people who are making six figures a year anyway. So you do lower your chances of men or people in general, because
true,
it's not that many people.
It's not that many people.
The average salary, right, or people making, I think, is actually, what they say, 30 something thousand dollars is like average salary for people. Like, six figures.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No. The majority of people, or they say, like,
If
it's not that, it's like 75. Like,
okay, that's what I was thinking more so. Okay.
But I guess they're saying that really, though, a lot of people,
that's like,
why the stimmies is such a big thing.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's a big tactic for everybody. No shade to anybody's income.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I took my check and I used it. Okay. But I'm just saying, my whole thing is,
if you're giving it out,
if you're giving it to me, I'm going to use it. But
don't sign up for no PPP loans that you can't pay.
Oh no, girl, that shit. That's a whole different.
That's a whole. It was just because I just saw that girl begging for money.
Who?
Before the feds, she had set up this whole GoFundMe to get the money back.
Because
she was like, the feds is trying to take me to jail. I got three kids and I can't afford. And the people are giving it to her. They are giving to, but they giving it in little increments, like little fives and little tens here, whatever. But it was the comments. I was here for the comments and the GoFundMe. They was like, bitch, take this $5 and I'm going to pray for you. And maybe you, oh my gosh. And I'm just like, what the fuck were these people thinking? But anyways, okay.
But okay. So the whole six figure thing. And my thing is, like, just for people in general, like, she, I think, what was she, 35, 36? So I'm in my 37th dynasty.
Yeah, she, yeah.
So, and I'm single. And, you know, I want a man that's on a certain vibration. And, again, I think we kind of talk about this. I just think it's you got to step to, if you want a man that is of a certain, I don't even say value, just a certain stature, I guess I'll say.
That's what I'm thinking. What happens to just finding somebody?
Well, I understand. If you make a certain amount of money. But that's what I'm saying. Six figures, we talking
because
high
she
figures.
Could be right at the
right
at the line at the cusp.
She could be at the cusp. She could just be. She could be a 99.9. Right, she might.
And she tossing that little penny from the well. Right, you know what I'm saying? Right. To get her over.
It's a six figures. Yes. Right. So my thing is, I understand when it comes to like lifestyle and stuff like that, and you might want to live a certain kind of way. I definitely don't see anything wrong with that. If you want to live a certain kind of way, and you want a man that could come, that could be able, that's complimentary to that, I can understand that. But at the same time, I get what you're saying too. Just a regular, you know, like he said, oh, just what they see said, average guy.
I mean, would you not take a 90,000? You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe he ain't quite there. Maybe y'all can build on something and really be on the high end of the six figures if you get this man, if you just kind of lower your...
But she's not hanging out. I think her issue is she's not where they are. She's still trying to go up to the boogie shack or whatever the fuck she's going at the corner, the neighborhood bars, the hole in the walls. Like she,
looking for this particular age group,
right?
And like you say, he ain't there.
He's not there. So my, but I understand.
It's a loaded. It's just so loaded.
It is. It's a lot because I can see where she's saying a little bit. You want somebody who can kind of meet you where you are.
Where you are.
Bring a table to the table. You want somebody who can bring a table to your already established table.
Right. Right.
I understand that. But my thing is, though, that's to me, I'm just saying, I feel like that's not the value you need to be looking for. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's basically what I was getting at, the value. Yeah. Like, what else can he, I don't know. Because I feel like you worried about that person bringing something to, you know, being equally yoked, you know. But what if you get this equally yoked that can't please you in a bedroom? Is you going to be worried about that six figure then when you are not happy and you want something different?
Everybody's deal breakers are different.
Right.
So some people can put up with stuff like that if they feel like they're getting the money. Or think about like a Dr. Dre, all the women that he was with after the whole, you know what I'm saying? Or even his current ex-wife.
Yeah.
So, you know, some people, and then that little girl, April, went right up into, you know, now she's kicking it with him.
Mm-hmm,
so, you know, knowing his past, but she's looking at his paycheck.
But she looking at you, show, yeah.
She don't care about nothing else. She, the look,
you
the
don't status, give a damn that
the gifts.
So Michelle said that motherfucker whooped her from, allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
Let me say, but legal note, allegedly. Yeah. And it don't, but I don't know, but that's what baffles me with some women.
They'll take the hit.
If
they can get the money. So I think it differs.
But money is something you can't take with you when you die.
That's true. And money just doesn't. But those are people, like, I guess I agree with him when he say those are the type of people you need to do some soul searching. You need to maybe talk to a therapist. Because I think that if that is what love is to you.
If that's what love is to
you. Then
that's
a problem.
Then you got an issue that you really need to figure out. Mm-hmm. I mean, who knows? She could have daddy issues.
Yeah.
She could have, you know, like you said, self-esteem. Mm-hmm. So
because first of all,
who knows what the prior relationship.
Because a man that is, I don't say high value, I say high vibration. A man that operates at a high vibration, high frequency man. Those type of men want somebody who is not going to say they're a five or a six. They want you to say you a bad bitch.
And he gonna tell her, you better not say, you can't say seven.
I would have been like 10.
Bitch, 8. Right. She went below the number. Right. I was just like, girl. I mean, she wasn't a bad looking. To me, she was not a bad looking girl at all.
No.
And for him to be like 5, I was just like.
But
she ranked herself. And that's why I say, because she went below, because this man told her.
He validated everything that she said to him. If you think about it, everything that she said, he just went back and validated it. She was looking for validation. So he just validated what she was already thinking. So that's the problem. You cannot go and think that and then think that you're going to get some man that's making six figures. Life is not
because you're not walking in it. You are not walking the walk.
You are not. You are not going to be like the girl in Tyler Perry. What was that? Why Did I Get Married? You're not going to be Jill Scott character in that movie.
No.
That's not realistic. A man that you're vibrating that low and a man that's vibrating high just going to take you and bring you to the... That doesn't happen often. You got to be... They got to see that you see value in yourself.
In yourself.
Because who wants to sit around and try to validate somebody all day? That's exhausting. Yeah. Like, so you can't go into a situation like that. And it's so, well, six figures. Six figures don't fix all that.
Because even if you took that whole scenario out, her conversation, what's left?
Right.
Right. What's left?
Right.
Because nothing else really mattered.
Right. No, because then she like, well, can you see me? Can you see me? I got a nice body.
Yeah. That's what he was like. No, we're not talking about the body. We're talking about the face. Right. I was like, oh my gosh. God damn.
But that's what she felt like she's bringing to the table. Six figures with a nice body. What else are you bringing to a situation of a man who's making six figures, since that's what you want? What else are you bringing to that to the table? What else are you offering other than your body and your thigh face? This is what she said, not me.
And your five.
I'm just saying, like, I mean, a man is not going to want to go around and up. You have to step to the table already knowing that you
that got, you that bitch.
That you that bitch. Flaws and all.
Flaws and all, baby. Because these pandemic pals, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I'm still going to walk in the confidence.
Let me tell you. Right. You have to. That's why all these people are finding love. And I don't even know if I told you, I said on the podcast, though, the girl who met her now fiance on Clubhouse. She was on Clubhouse. They was both talking or whatever. I guess she kind of shot her at him. And then he ended up hitting her up. They ended up talking. The next month, she flew
30 days.
She flew to D.C. to go see him. He had a suite at the Ritz-Carlton for them.
Oh.
She didn't leave for like another 3 months.
Shut the fuck up.
No. I'm like,
she was in it.
She was, and he was in it.
Okay, but she was on it.
She was
and
on
he
it.
Was in
right,
it.
She was sitting okay. on it. She was sitting there.
Well,
sitting
I'll
on
be
it like
damn. You know what? You know what? But, you know what?
But, and now they're engaged.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's a certain aura. It's a certain. Like you say, energy you got to put out.
Yeah.
In order to even try to receive what it is that you trying, that you're trying to seek, yeah. You know. And I can see. I honestly felt really, really bad for her, because I just felt like, who are you to like? That's somebody's
mama,
daughter, sister. Mm-hmm. And if that was somebody that you knew talking to your people like that, like, how would that make you? Because you would be like, nigga, you got some nerve.
But he does it to everybody, so she's no exception. So that's just his brand, and I'm not making an excuse for him. That's his brand, and she was a fan of the show. She said it, so she knew what she was getting. And what she wanted to be an exception. Honestly, she wanted to be somebody that he was going to say something different to. People do it always. Oh,
well, look, like you say, looking for it ties back to the looking for validation. She thought he was going to be the one.
Yeah, look, can you see me? That's
my body. No, girl, all we see is this little sheer blouse. With the little bow,
but she thought that was the shit. And she like, well, you know, can you see me? I got a nice body. She was seeking that validation that she did not have for herself. That's why she was calling. She's going out and you trying to, oh, I need a man of six figures. That's why you are getting all these low vibration niggas. Let's just call a thing a thing. And I'm not dogging her out. I just want her to, hopefully the woman helped her out. Because I just think that is the issue. You can't just go around. But then some people do just want somebody with money. They don't care about all this.
They don't care about all that. And I mean, ultimately, that might be her thing. She don't really care about. But I think she did.
I think she did.
Just looking at her reaction, wherever you are, lady, I really hope it comes around to you in the best.
I just say wherever she is, she needs to definitely take a look in the mirror and take some time and affirm herself. Affirmate. You have to affirm yourself on a daily basis. You can't sit and wait for people to do it for you.
No.
And if people say you're not being humble, fuck them. Or they say that you need to take it to know who. If I don't be my own cheerleader, who else is gonna do it?
Who else is gonna do
I'm
it?
Start calling
or maybe, yeah, do some soul searching. give yourself 5 more years. Your son will be 18. He'll be off doing whatever he doing, you know, not saying you go kick him out or, you know, whatever. Maybe he'll go to college or, you know, whatever. But give yourself 5 years to work on you. Maybe work on that business so maybe it can be on the high end of the six figures.
Right.
And then after all that manifesting and all of that time spent, then he going to show up at your doorstep.
He gonna show up.
At the most probably unusual place that you would probably run into
if
him.
You stop going to the Sugar Shack at the on the corner of your neighborhood. Now, girl, you will have to start going to some other places and spaces to see what these type of men
oh
are.
Oh, my gosh, the Sugar Shack.
You got, because you cannot keep thinking that, or do you think, oh, well, I'm going to find him at the grocery store. You can find love at the grocery
you
store.
You can. Some people do, but you're not going to find him because he's probably getting his delivered.
Thank you, that part. He's probably not there.
He's not doing his own shopping.
Right. So
he's definitely not.
You have to go to some other spaces and you go hang out with some other people, maybe.
And some other people. Do some networking. They might turn you on, and it might end up being a little dinner party where he's, you know, guest number 4. You don't know.
Right. So, yeah. So, I mean, but bringing it back to, like, people that's obviously around my dynasty, you know, and maybe who are in the same state, especially in the gay world, like, you know, the whole power couple thing is definitely an end thing. Instagram couple is definitely a gay Instagram couple. That's definitely a thing. And you might be wanting that with a man that's six figures. Girls, just, you know, work on yourself first. Don't just be out here talking about you looking for a man that's got six figures. I mean, because that could really be any man. You'd be surprised a man that come up in your damn inbox but it makes six figures. And I mean, I guess if you don't care, you don't care.
What child?
Because a lot of this girls here in Austin who I don't think they care. They just got them a man that, you know, could take care of them. And
sometimes, I mean, it's, yeah, I ain't going to say that. I ain't going to put that out there.
Oh.
No, because I'm just thinking, like, you might spend all that time and energy finding this one. And if you don't lock him down and y'all continue to just date, he ain't going to leave that six figures to you.
Oh, that part.
If y'all just dating,
no,
you're not entitled to Aunt Penny.
No.
And especially if he got kids, he could have had an ex-wife. You know what I'm saying? Who knows what the situation? You don't know where that money going to. You don't know if he done updated his will, his last testament or whatever.
Right.
But you probably just put all your eggs in this one basket and.
And my thing is, and some people kind of argue, because I was about to say, because I do. Again, I still stand by you have to bring your table to the table. Some people would disagree with me. No, some people would say no.
No, some people do.
But Kevin was saying a man don't think about that. They don't care because they had their own money. They don't care.
And I can see some men being like that.
But I feel like it comes with a price. Like
it comes with a price.
What's that new show that come on? I think it's On Network, Bell or something. It's a Carlos King show.
And I think they come Bella. On yeah, Bell or something. Yeah. I haven't watched it, but
baby, I ain't watched it either. But I know it's one bitch on there who has her a man who clearly she was looking for six figures, or maybe he makes seven figures type of situation. And she got him. He's an older guy. He's like not an unattractive older guy. So she got her like a good older guy who's not like unattractive, but. She pissed him off one day and he got mad at her. First of all, they was at some dinner or something like that, and she pissed him off. So this nigga pulls off. He had a golf cart. He left her ass at the little place they was eating on the golf cart.
Shut the fuck up.
And
not in the golf cart.
Oh,
goddamn. Bitch, you don't even get a door.
But that ain't else. He took her Rolex away from her that he got her. And she was really like, he took my Rolex away from me, but I'm gonna get that shit back.
Really?
Yeah. So this is, you get with those type of men and they have power over you and they take shit.
They have
the
power because they automatically think with the money comes the power. So they go kind of have that big dick syndrome.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, want to throw their weight away. Yeah.
Right, you're going to be out here rocking my shit. I gave you no, bitch. I'm taking your Rolex away from me. And she was bothered. It was like he knew to take that away because she was like, he took my Rolex away from me. I don't know.
Bitch, a watch that you probably can't even tell the time on.
But Rolex is our status.
It's the status, but I'm just saying, I'm thinking, bitch, you're probably so dumb you can't even fucking read the fucking watch. It's just a status, of course.
Right, and she like looking like that. So, but she didn't look like that without her watch, so she
at least be a smart bitch.
Well, like a Shawnee O'Neal. That men can't stand.
Can't stand.
But, I mean, she got with a sports dude. He was dogging on her, and she made it worth her while.
She made it do what it do.
Yeah.
And it did.
Very much so.
And it did.
And he don't even hate her.
Love now, her.
Right.
If he could really get a piece.
What? Right.
I think.
Right. He probably fuck her again. I mean, but he not. They cool like that.
They cool
they
like not, that. You know, yeah.
All these men be like, I can't stand that bitch. No. Well, he don't even have a problem with her.
He never had a problem with her. So, bitches, y'all might want to take a few notes.
Well, I'd rather you do that than
out here looking dumb.
And you missing your Rolex watch. And you telling your girlfriends, I don't have my Rolex. He took my Rolex away from me. I don't know what I'm going to have to do to get my Rolex back.
You know what you're going to have to do. You got to ride him an extra little 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. You gonna have to put it in your mouth a little extra 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Just some things you gonna have to do to get that back.
She did all that and got her little watch back. Hit, hit parade, girl. And when you piss him off again, he gonna take it back again.
He gonna take it back
at the damn dinner at the damn golf cart.
He done left you at the clubhouse of the country club. He done left you. Told you, bitch, find your way back, right. And you did.
Right.
Oh my gosh! Now I want to watch it because I always see it, but I just never.
You
I just
would
never
like
took.
It. Cause I probably watch would. Because I watch it. I kind of watch it vicariously through somebody else on Instagram. She like posts all these little clips
and stuff,
right? And she be commentating, and I'm sitting up there like, "What? Who? What?" You're like, "Oh, she took his bro." I'm like, "Oh, he took her Rolex away." I'm sitting up there like, "He took her Rolex away." What the fuck? Like, and this bitch up there dry bag, and I need my Rolex. I'm like, but anyway, I'm not trying to throw shots at people. I'm just thinking people that's around my dynasty and ages, and we want high value people. You have to be, even if you are working on getting to become, not even high value, high vibration, high energy. Think about your energy and the energy that you're giving off. And think about one thing I want to learn
about. Yeah, because what you put out is what you're going to get back.
Yeah, and one thing I want to learn about too is chakras. Because chakras, yes. A lot of some people be stuck at your second chakra. And Tariq brought this up. He was saying, well, the chakras is based off of where, like, it hits on your body. Because spirituality is the one at the top, but your head's at the top.
Yep.
But my whole thing is some people are stuck at the second chakra, which is the sexual chakra. Some people are stuck there or maybe even lower. But I think a lot of people are stuck at the sexual chakra. And a lot of people be giving off those vibes. And if that's what you want, that's what you want. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying, if you know you really looking for somebody that you looking for a life partner, a husband, somebody you really want somebody like that, girl, then you need to get your whole chakras together. On your own self.
And get your vibrations and frequencies together.
Then go out there and then you can connect with those.
Because y'all just go vibe. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, listen, I'm talking to myself out loud. So I'm talking to y'all, but I'm talking to myself too. Okay.
We talking to each other.
Right. That's right. We're talking to each other. I'm not saying it's like I have all the information. That's why I'm trying to. That's a, you know, this door to explore thing. I know I go out with the RBF, but you know, if I drink though, I should be better. I'm horrible. I got to drink to not look like a bitch. But I mean, but no, but I, it's
all- well, it happens to the best. I mean, get a little loose because, you know, baby, I sit there and my face.
Oh, girl.
Would tell you everything.
And my face are just key.
So the best thing is to I have to pregame, really. I have to pregame, then go somewhere.
Yeah.
To get the full. Because if I just show up somewhere.
Oh, please.
Oh, baby, y'all done left me. Y'all done lost me before I even got started. Okay. Before I even arrived, I was lost.
Okay. It's over. That's why I do have to pregame.
Especially here. Mm. And I think it has a lot to do with the spaces that we have here.
Yeah.
You know.
But that's true. But I think about sometimes, I thought about a couple of things last night. I thought about South by. And I know a lot of the locals are not big on South by Southwest. But I've had some great times at South by Southwest.
Don't you know I was so ready?
Oh, you was going to go this year?
No, well, the year that we were going to get the badge, the wristbands.
Oh, yeah.
And remember the pandemic came?
Right.
I was really looking forward to right. South by.
Oh, you're right, because we were supposed
to go
work
because we signed up, we were going to volunteer and get the wristbands. and oh, and then everything, the world shut down.
You know what? I forgot about that. That was supposed
because that to was gonna be like I've been involved in South by, but not like where everything was at my I could just whatever, you know what I'm saying? Fuck you, bitch, I'm going over here. You know what I'm saying? Where back then, you know, you had to kind of strategically plan.
Oh, girl.
Okay, we go hit this up.
Oh, baby.
This line might be long. We go, you know what I'm saying? One of them situations.
One of my best years was that year like that. Girl, we was.
I mean, you used to get into some little dirty places that you have fun, let your hair down, but yes.
And get free everything. Free everything. Food, free drinks. Oh, girl, I was thinking about that last time. I was like, damn, we got fucked up.
We got fucked that year. Oh my gosh. I was so looking forward to that. I was looking forward to it.
Well, I was thinking like the next one, I was like, I'm thinking, because I'm like, I'm wondering if they're going to open it next year, because a lot of people already saying they're going on tour next year and stuff like this. So I'm like, so is South by going to be open? Because the next one, I want to be all up in it. I want to be like, a bitch, I'm not standing here. I'm going to the front.
I'm going in.
I just feel like that. But no, that's, and maybe I can invite old girl from the show. Okay, maybe you can meet somebody that you meet some different type of niggas. I mean, it'd be some niggas, low vibrating niggas there. But I mean, girl.
Hey.
Why not?
Why the fuck not?
But I was going to talk about this one time we was on Rainy Street. And I went to a club that was, you know, other. We had a good time though. It was, I bet, a couple of wedding parties.
Sometimes.
And it was good.
You do.
Girl, we'd had good times at fucking, damn, I forget all the name of the clubs now. Was it Lux?
Oh my gosh. Baby, after the book sign, the book release.
Yes.
I was so up.
Yes, fucked. We were all fucked up. It had amazing.
I don't even know how we walked back, because we had to walk blocks back to get to the car.
We did.
But I had a good time to where I couldn't even, I think the last couple of drinks, I couldn't even take them. I was acting like I was taking them and I was hiding them up under something. Because I was like, if they give me one more drink, I'm going to fucking black out. Like, I'm going to fall on my face. But we had a good freaking time. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to those good times again.
I'm all about moments. And moments is when you meet people, and because you at your most joyous, you're feeling great, you're feeling lovely, you're not worried.
You
ain't really worried about nothing.
Yeah, but now, you know, you got to watch your show. You know, got to look over your shoulder now, because these people is crazy.
You do. But honestly, we've always should have done it. We've just been taking things for liberty.
Yeah.
For a lot of time, or for granted, like you was about to say.
Yeah.
We have, I mean, because think about the whole this situation. When was that happened in Vegas with that dude?
Oh, yeah.
But they, I mean.
And they was at an outside concert and all that. And child, as many times you. Like me just going to Vegas, I mean, you down there with no care in the world, walking up and down the strip, you drunk, now you can smoke freely. So you just not even on all 10 toes like you should be.
No, but we all do that. I mean,
but you, like you
night,
say, yeah.
The night that Post happened, that Post Massacre, yeah. I was downtown that night. Yeah. I was at a gay club that night.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of, what they call it, survivor's remorse.
Remorse,
I had that for a long time with that situation, because I was like, So I mean,
you can't live your life in fear or, you know, thinking, you know, but it's just crazy, like how they keep reporting that we've had what, over 45,
I think,
in a month.
Yeah.
And the recent events that we've had here within the last 24 hours with. Good thing it was a domestic situation, but I mean, who knows how that could have turned out, especially with how they apprehended him today. He had a gun on him. I mean, it was loaded. He had a bullet in a chamber. Like he was waiting. Shit could have still popped off today when they finally arrested him.
Yeah.
But it's just crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, like you were saying, as far as we can't live in fear, shit can always pop off. We just always take that kind of stuff. You know, we kind of just go out and we have to just, you know, whatever you believe in, you just got to go out and be like, you know, and trust your instincts.
Yeah.
Trust your, and look and make
sure. Tell the people that you love them, you know, you just never know.
Yeah, you never know. But at the same time, that's why it's important to have moments. That's why it's important to, you know, and make the best of the time that you can. And, you know.
You only get one shot at this.
Yep. So I say, hey, that's what my daughter explore. I'm just going to go out and ask for the discernment and ask for God to guide me and protect me like he has all these 37 dynasties I've been here. And just like, if I'm going to go somewhere I ain't supposed to go, don't let me go.
Yeah. Direct me. Direct put me a delay.
Right.
Let it be, you know, something. Yeah. I didn't catch a light or something. Something.
Yeah, just do something, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I definitely want to enjoy life. Once post-panoramic. And hopefully, maybe homegirl found her man during the panoramic like everybody else.
Hey. Anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible. So, you know.
Keep hope alive.
Yeah, keep hope alive. But, I mean, any last thoughts on the whole situation with old girl? Just as a, what would you tell women? What would you tell women that are in those type of situations?
Fuck these motherfuckers.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry. Bitch, go out and do you.
Okay.
Put you first.
Okay.
And as black women, as women, but especially black women, we always don't put ourselves in that number one spot. Mm-mm. We always got to take care of everybody else. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, that could be due to circumstance, due to situations, whatever. Mm-hmm. But we're going to have to start putting ourselves first. Mm-hmm. And I feel like once you do that, once you get that in line, I feel like everything else kind of falls in place. So stay grounded. Stay off fucking social media, honestly, because like that's a confidence thing. You thinking that these motherfuckers out here doing it better than you or, you know, they look, they got this. No, what's for you is for you. And it's going to come in due time. You just got to sit back and wait.
And you can't. People don't have patience.
And people don't have patience. But then that's where you go get yourself caught up in situations like this where you're looking for a man to validate you. Mm-hmm. Bitch, sit back. You might actually, while you sitting up here wasting your time searching and looking and doing all this, he probably walked right in front of you and you didn't even know. Mm-hmm. Sit back. Mm-hmm. Take a minute. Ladies, do you. Because I'm doing me. And even with the shit that I got to come with me, I'm still going to do me at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Self-care.
Yeah.
That's a big thing.
That's a huge thing.
Even with you know, bringing forth a little tidbits with fashion. Dress up. Go put some makeup on. Go, you know, twist your little hair up. Go do something. Even if you just...
For yourself.
Going down for yourself. Even if you're just going down the street and around the corner, do it for yourself.
Do it for yourself. That's what I be saying that you should do it for. I mean, I know I be saying other stuff that can benefit, but primarily it's for you.
Do it for yourself. And that's the thing, because most women do dress for other women. Yeah. We say, oh, we dressing for men. No, we not. We dressing for the... No. Do it for you. It always comes back to you. So once you figure that part out, and let all that other kind of shit go, I think you might actually live and be a little more comfortable and a little bit more secure and a little more happier, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, stop. Don't. Ugh, girl, stop.
Because it can be exhausting. And then that's when you start looking raggedy and you start looking worn and toe down and weathered.
Not juicy.
Not your glow is gone. You got the, yeah.
Yeah.
You. The word of the week is you.
You. Yes, you need, and y'all need to get dressed. Y'all need to start getting dressed. I'm going to keep saying that. Y'all need to start getting dressed now. Don't wait till later. Do it now. Play dress up. Get that little inner child back in you. I know people be thinking that's childish. No, the fuck
no.
It ain't. Play
put
dress up.
Put your little heels on. Put and some strut music that. On. Put some music on. And strut
and,
that.
And get dressed.
Walk that.
And get right. And right. Get to some twerking music on. Start twerking. Yes. Do whatever. Like you're a child. Take that time. It helps you. That'll help you so you don't be out here calling Kevin Samuels for validation.
For validation.
And that's just what I got.
Somebody that's going to forget about you. Next caller.
Girl. Right.
Yeah. So that's all I got. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've said everything I have to say. Yeah. Do you get dressed. Live your life. You know, work on your own vibrations, your own frequencies. And those type of things, if those are things that you truly desire, if you truly desire a man that is making a certain kind of money, if that's truly something you desire, and you doing the stuff and the work or putting the work into yourself to make sure your vibrations is right, you'll attract them. You'll attract them exactly what you're looking for. Yeah,
it's gonna all show.
He'll come, but you gotta believe it too. You have to be, you have to expect that he's gonna come, and you can't compare yourself to people's Instagram relationships. And please let that Instagram relationship shit. Y'all be so ready to have an Instagram relationship. Stop it. If you are happy in a relationship, just be happy in a relationship. Y'all so busy trying to put your shit on Instagram, you're not even in a relationship. You're busy putting pictures up
all
damn day.
Too busy worried about uploading. Why this nigga is loading up the goddamn U-Haul and about to go. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Look, waiting.
For a bitch, you ain't got an account.
Bitch, you got a prepaid that you're going down to the Cash Express with your payday loan.
Or are you going down to Atlanta in U-Hauls?
Were you
looking to be saved? Chosen. You try to get chosen.
You try to get chose tonight. Oh, you trying to get chose.
And you still had to go back.
And did you? Did you get chose? You done did all of that. Did you get chose? Do better, ladies.
Do better.
Ladies and gentlemen, because I ain't going to just bet. No, ladies and fucking gentlemen. Gentlemen, do better.
Yeah, do better.
Women, ladies, we got it. Just do better. Let's do better. Yeah, you ought to want to do right by yourself anyway, so.
Yeah, that just should be your way of life. But okay, so yeah, this has been a very great, fun episode, as per usual. Last time, it was a lot more calm the last time. Probably, I wasn't as drunk as the last time, but that's okay, because I was in my right mind. The last time, we were just yelling and screaming and cussing, and that was a good time, too, though. That was a good episode. But yeah, so where can they find you if they do want to try to roll up or pull up on you on social medias? Where can they do that?
You know what? It's crazy because y'all always ask me this and I be trying to figure out how the fuck do I even spell my own goddamn name? Because y'all can be mad at me because I don't post shit. I mean, I don't. I looks, okay? Because I'm trying to get all the ladies' tea. But I don't put shit out there. I don't know why. I ain't got time for the upload. Ain't got time to wait for the upload. But.
Girl, but you be all up in the thread. You do that all time. Up in. That's time. You can read all them comments. That's time you can be uploading. So BS. But where can they find you, girl?
Facebook, Instagram at Kristen Dior, KristinDior. That's me. That's she. That's where you can find her.
Okay. You can find me on, well, first, you can go to my website, essencestyle.com. That's my digital home. Please come over anytime. It's open 24 hours a day. Stop by, click a couple of links, leave some contact, or I have a contact page. You can hit me up and say something if you want to. You know, that's my spot. But, you know, my rented spot that I hang out at all the time is Essence Style on Instagram. But I am on Twitter. I am on TikTok. I am on Pinterest, and I'm soon to be on Clubhouse, but don't expect much from me in Clubhouse. This is pure research. That's it. So I'm not going to be in no rooms for 6 hours like some of y'all old up mofos. I'm going to be in, do what I need to do, get the information I need to get,
and get the fuck out.
So that's just that on that. But yes, again, this has been great. Have fun. Thank you, Kristen. Y'all hit up Tyreek at Mr. Telltales at Instagram. And, you know, if y'all miss him, y'all can check him and ask him where the fuck he was, you know, or what the fuck happened. He's fine. He's not, you know, nothing bad
happened.
Ain't
nothing wrong with him.
He's just missing in action. So you can hit him up. He be on Instagram and Twitters. And Facebook, Mr. Telltale's on all of them, or Tyreek. Well, Mr. Telltale's on, but on Facebook, he's Tyreek Daniel. So, anyway, you hit him up if you got some questions, or you missed him, you want to show him some love, he's fine. You can hit him up. Well, you can hit him up right now, but with this episode going on tomorrow. But anyway, that's it. That's that on that, and we'll holler.
Bye.
Later.
So many different ways we can make it or make some money. Fuck a New Year's resolution, make your own solution. Goals are meant to be broken, it's all about the execution. Leave the negativity behind with the retribution. Time to deuces if they ain't talking about